Hi, welcome back to Women Making Moves, where we celebrate the moves that women are making. My name is Amy Ponce, founder of Unlock the Magic, Coaching, Healing, and Magic School. I'm joined today with Megan Sinise. Megan quit her big law job and teamed up with her former bosses to co-launch Stage with just $3,000. Today, she's the co-founder and principal of Stage, a women-owned business development and marketing boutique helping lawyers turn relationships into real growth. She also co-hosts So Much to Say, a legal podcast for people. Megan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I want to ask you a fun question right off the bat.
Okay.
That I read in the news, I think over the week sometime, maybe yesterday, that Texas declared that the law schools are no longer chosen by the American Bar Association.
Oh, well, now you're giving me information. Okay.
So it's from Reuters. Texas becomes first state to end ABA role in lawyer admissions.
The American Bar Association is no longer involved in Texas Bar Association. Okay. Huh.
And they're saying that now the high court, the civil high court in Texas, will now do what ABA did for Texas for lawyers.
Okay. So what do I think about that?
What's that mean? And like, what?
You know, this is going to be one of those, like, I'm not exactly sure because, so a little more background on me. I'm not a lawyer, but I grew up with all of the lawyers in my career. And I started in an accounting firm and then I went into big law, mostly just because someone told me that big law paid more money. And that's essentially where I went. And so my guess for this would be that the state of Texas is not happy with the American Bar Association and the stance that they've taken on certain political actions, perhaps. I'm just making shit up. This would be my guess without having read the article, and that they want more oversight into how admissions come through. That would be the negative side. Maybe the positive. I'm going to give a positive side too because of my exposure to lawyers. So I'm going to be like, the other situation is maybe the American Bar Association isn't doing enough for the state, and the state wants to help provide and raise up more people through the admission and make it easier. I have absolutely no idea.
We do both sides here because we don't create villains here on Women Making Moves, you know, because that doesn't help any of us. So
yeah. And I didn't read it, so, you know.
And you didn't read the article, but it caught my eye yesterday, I think. And I was like, ooh, I'm talking to Megan tomorrow. Let me ask her about this. It seems like the civil court of Texas and state wants more control over who they say is able to practice law in the state.
Yeah. Which could be good. Could be bad.
Could,
I don't know.
Could be whatever. The high court is what they called it. Which, is that what they call it? High court?
So this is where I'm going to be like, I don't know.
It just feels prestige. I don't know. It feels like pretentious.
There's
like
different
high court.
Levels of court per each state. And this is where I'm like, I focus on the pretty stuff of the law, which is like how to help lawyers make more money, which, you know, be a good or a bad thing, depending again on which side you're on. But our focus has been on relationship building, which has been really fun. And
well, being human, right? Which is cool.
And being human, which I really didn't start doing until 3 years ago.
Well, and when I say that, I mean, remembering that we're a soul having a human experience, not the other way around. And for me, my first 40 years of life, not counting the first 5 years or 6 years of my life when I was a beautiful soul as well. And I've always been a soul, of course. But for 40 years, I only would entertain my human, the 3D side, which is like, there's not anything else, which I was like, whoa, that doesn't feel good anymore.
Yeah, I think a lot of that resonates for me. I mean, COVID was a big catalyst for my search of what else was out there for me. And I was just career driven, right? And I had little kids. And again, I used COVID as a kind of start, as a pinpoint moment for me and my life. And I was healthy and I was home and I was employed. And all of those things, very privileged to have all of that. And yet I just kept being like, this can't be it. Like, this can't be it. There has to be more. And I didn't know what the more was. And speaking of woo, there was someone who came into my life. This was now going back 6 years, gave me the exercise. Her name is Laura English. And it was called an I Want Circle. Have you heard of this before?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So for me, this was the first exposure to, like, I've done some vision boards and stuff, but this was like super woo for me. And she's telling me about how as I'm exploring how I want more, but I don't know what the more is. I have everything I wanted. I have my house and my dog and my two children and my husband and the career that I asked for and the money that I asked for. And like, what the fuck? Like, what else? Like, I want something more. I don't feel fulfilled. And so her suggestion was, I want you to do this I want circle, where you take a piece of paper. I did it on paper and crayons. I took my kids' crayons and I did it on my birthday. And you draw a circle and you put everything you want for your life inside the circle. How do you want to feel? What do you want to wear? What do you want to eat? What kinds of things should be around you? And what don't you want goes on the outside. And that exercise, and then she starts telling me stuff like, I've done this for all these different instances and iterations of like clients and a house I wanted and college for my kids. And it always comes true. I'm like, really? Magically? You just like, right, I want $1 million and it comes true. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. So I'm pissed about this, right? Like, pissed. But then there was this moment where I was like, why am I making this so hard? If this woman is telling me that all you have to do is write what you want in a circle, like, who am I to say? Like, why am I making this so hard? So I do it. I actually wind up hysterical crying doing this exercise. I was not anticipating this. It was more on the I want. And I had just written women like 1,000 times inside the circle. Women on top, women in charge, women helping women. And I was like, I don't know what this means. And for the next couple of months and even a year before I even this idea of launching the business came to be, I was interviewing for jobs and I was just like, lots of men. Like, men would be on the team, men would be in charge, you'd be supervising men. And I used it to say no to stuff. Like, this wasn't in my I want circle, so I'm pulling myself out of this job interview. And so I felt stuck and pissed about this I want circle not working. Because now it had been like 2 years and it still wasn't coming true magically. And then it's when my now partner said, I have this idea. What if we could work for the people we wanted to work for, doing the things that we loved? And I was like, yes. She's like, don't you want to hear like what the rest of it is? I'm like, no. And now when I take that circle out, it said work from home, it said autonomy, it said flexibility, helping women. It's everything I wrote in that circle is now true. It just didn't happen on the timeline that I wanted it to.
Ah, this has been a beautiful theme this week about manifestation. Almost every client of mine were like, can we talk about manifestation? I'm like, yes, of course. Of course, I have so many thoughts and beliefs and feelings about it. Okay. We can write down and say out loud all the things that we want until the cows come home. If there's not an alignment inside of you in your energy centers, and all those are chakras for those who don't know, if anything that you say out loud or writing down does not land as truth in that chakra, it's going to be a no. And oftentimes, what we do is we will say, I want, I want, I want. And then when it doesn't happen, or if we get something that's a little askew, we're like, well, that's not what I ordered. Or it's not
Return.
happening. And it's like, well, hate to tell y'all, it is that easy to manifest. And it's that hard because of our lifelong conditioning or training or our brain, who is here to keep us safe, that says absolutely not. And until your soul or your chakras and your brain can get on the same page, you will keep pushing out what you're actually, I'm going to go further than want, actually desiring, like for your life, like what you actually came here to earth to do and to feel and to be. So I love the exercise. And I would say it's an and. If you don't believe this is true for yourself, it's not coming. You got to do some work inside to get on that track.
Well, and I think for what's been hard for me is to be on the receiving end of what I asked for, right? And so sometimes I think I even said like I want to have autonomy and voice. And now I have a podcast, right? And now sometimes people will say nice things to me. I can feel it already, right? I'm like, I can actually even see my color getting redder. People will say nice things to me, and my immediate reaction is to be like, no. And so I'm putting up a barrier. And so I am still working on accepting the gifts that are being given. I think what's really interesting about this exercise, and also in the way, at least the people who were around me, is that I will describe it in this way of me being like, I thought it was the most ridiculous thing in the world, but I give this exercise to my lawyers. And like, lawyers are rooted in citation and precedent and what has worked before. And I use it sometimes to set up their like plan for the year, because it's often a lot easier to do that kind of brain dump than let's sit down and talk about what your revenue goals are going to be and what are your top five priorities. I mean, we could do that too. I mean, that's my job, but
Sure.
if you hate doing it.
Also, there's nothing wrong with goals.
Right.
Goals are awesome. And also, I'm going to say it again. If you don't truly believe in your whole self that one, you can achieve those, but two, that you're worthy of those,
Yeah.
and three, that is part of your own truth, we're just going to push them out further. Think about some of the people in the world that seemingly get all that they want. And you might not like these people. And you're like, how did they get everything?
Yes.
And let's just use an example of, let's say, narcissism. So narcissists, actually, they have an ironclad belief in themselves that they are superior
Deserving. I deserve it.
and deserving. So when we get into these exercises and we're like, I want to set goals, I want to set resolutions, I want to set. Okay, yeah, do that. Absolutely. And sit with yourself and say, like, do I genuinely deserve this? Do I believe from my sacral chakra that I believe that I deserve this without any guilt? And I would ask you,
Without any guilt is the part that I'm like,
I know I felt it. I felt it. I was like, ooh, let me ask that. Where does your guilt live? Where do you feel it?
Oh, in my stomach.
And when you can start to work with that energy and say, like, I am amazing. From a soul level, because isn't that true? Then it's like, oh, everything starts to match, and your stomach's like, oh, of course I got this feedback. Of course I earned this because I'm amazing. And it's not from that narcissist like ego view, it's from that soul level that you're like, no, I genuinely am amazing. And so,
Yeah, I'm working on saying thank you. I'm working on accepting instead of blocking.
that's
But it's
it.
when I feel something positively, I also feel it in my stomach. So it's like I still have like a gut check, a gut reaction, gut for me is everything.
That's because it's likely your truth center. And for our whole lives, my truth center is between my gut and my womb space. Like I actually have sacral authority, but my brain for so many years overrode those two. So n now what's beautiful is they work in real time together. And so I'll have like a brain ping, but like I'll check in with my truth center and that's where I operate from.
Yeah, it's
Anyway,
all in my tummy. It's
all in my tummy.
all in my
So
tummy.
I love that you work and serve lawyers. I think a lot about lawyers and let's say nurses in this, like in a similar vein, because they both work in systems in which they're trying to serve or trying to uphold, but yet, and
Yeah.
if we think about the healthcare system and we think about the, gosh, where our law is today, how nurses and lawyers might feel right now in these systems
Yeah.
that are actually not working for all humanity right now. So it's like, how do you do their job?
It's tricky too because it depends on, so I love to say my indoctrination was with BitLaw, which is the top law firms in the country. So not on personal injury, not on divorce law, not on family law, really just on the side of just straight up corporate, right? Just let's make money and help people and follow the rules and things like that. And so it wasn't up until more recently where I was like, oh yeah, like these are powerful lawyers who could actually do something about something. And it sort of never really clicked because I was always in marketing and branding and business development and you get more money, get more money, get more money. And yes, the more money you get, then you can then just determine what to do with that. And hopefully, as an individual, you're contributing in a way that is aligned with your core values, let's just say. But it's been more recently in the last couple of years, and mostly since leaving corporate life, where I can have freedom to say the things that I want to say, where I have come into that understanding more of that, wow, actually, there's a lot of people here who could do things and make impact and change for good. I don't know why it took so long, like, of course, but it did. It has been since leaving Big Law to come to that realization.
I mean, same for me when I was in big corporate. In my 20s, if you asked me what fueled me. It was big titles and money and like
Of course.
sexiness about roles and things like that. And so I was working for really big companies that were these national brand sponsors, and I got a lot of acclaim, and it was exciting. And then that just shifted as I got older. So I love that version of me. I'm like, oh, Queen, you were so amazing. And she set the groundwork for me to be able to have the things that you listed at the top of the pod, which is like this beautiful home. And now my enoughness has shifted.
Yeah. Well, and I think for me, there's a privilege in that, right? Like I
Yes.
had big student loans I had to pay. So I had to make a certain amount of money at the time to pay for things. And I had kids in daycare, and I don't have kids in daycare anymore. They're in school. And I have a partner, my husband, and I made this business decision to launch the business, you know, as a family. And
Right.
so that, like, how is this going to impact our money and all of those things? And so there's a privilege in being able to say, like, yeah, I don't make as much, hopefully not for much longer, but like, I don't make as much as I was, but there's a privilege in that and how I busted my ass kind of to get to this point.
And, you know, when we think about if this helps you, when we say like what we make, quote unquote,
Yeah.
I actually capture in not just money, but like my kind of the things that you put in your want circle, like autonomy, free time. Like every day at 2:30, I want to snug puppies, and that's on my calendar. And it's my health and well-being and the things I get to do. So what I make far exceeds dollars at this point.
Yeah.
I always say peace of mind and also peace of heart. And those are invaluable.
A lot of us legal marketers, because you have the lawyer in big law, you have the lawyers who are under a tremendous amount of pressure, which I understood, but I didn't really understand until I have removed myself from the firm, and now I have people coming to me and talking to me about their personal struggles, which they wouldn't have done when I was a fellow employee. And or maybe technically underneath them. And so tremendous amount of pressure. And then there's legal marketers who are then feeling the pressure to support these people who might not always be speaking with civility to each other. So the thing that we always used to say is, yeah, I could leave and go get another job, but at what cost? Right. And I used to dream about working 10 to 4. And I'm like, what kind of job could you work? Like, wouldn't it be so nice if I could just work 10 to 4? And that's what I do now. Yeah.
That's what we do. So you created it. And that's again, Megan, that's how easy you can manifest and create your life. You're always creating, by the way. We are creating every nanosecond of every single day. It just depends on what you are creating. You're creating no matter what. So is it more of what you do or do not want? And
Yeah.
that's really what it comes down to. I want to give you an example of specifically a personal experience with I saw it in three lawyers that I met coming out of my corporate job because I was experiencing psychological abuse. And the last straw was my boss telling me that they were going to break me. And I mean, they said this stuff like this to me every day. And I had documentation, I had all the things. And when I got in front of three different lawyers, they're like, you have a case, but you don't have a case.
Yeah.
It was so hard for them because it's not illegal to psychologically abuse someone in the workplace,
Yeah, harassment, it's hard. It's
which
hard
is
to.
like the gaslighting, it's the berating behind closed doors. My boss said, he's like, you'll never catch me. I'll never write it.
Oh,
I'll never write
cool.
anything. So he was so aware of it too. So anyway, I share this with you because that's what resonates with me between like what's happening with the larger systems, because these lawyers want to do something for me, but they're going up against a huge Fortune 200 or something like that when the law doesn't back it. Ugh.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
I felt the empathy in them and they're like, sorry. So that's what I mean by systems, because I see it in my nursing friends as well. Like they want to do so much, and not just lawyers and nurses, but those are just the ones that came top of mind. They want to do so much differently or do so much for whom they care or serve, but also there's not a precedent or there's not an overarching resource for them to connect to get said service.
I mean, today I'm feeling optimistic. Maybe if you talk to me in December, I would probably be like, yeah, I don't know. I do think that the little bit counts. You know, there's some moments, and I'm still working on this from my own perspective. There are some moments where I'm like, well, I'm not really doing anything. I just like posted something on LinkedIn. Like I just posted some content on LinkedIn, and then I will get some feedback from people who are sending me notes personally that are thanking me for speaking out or thanking me for including, you know, underrepresented groups of people or marginalized people and trying to give them my platform, which again is a word that I still have a hard time saying because I do have a very big LinkedIn following. Following. Again, I'm like having a hard time with all of these words.
Accept it.
I'm accepting it. But I do today, I feel that those moments, they do add up, they do stack up. And for, the lawyers that I work with, sometimes they get sucked into like, I wanted to be an environmental lawyer because I wanted to help the environment. And now all I'm doing is drilling cases and oil and gas. And sometimes they'll ask me what they should do. And this is where I'm like, I'm not a life coach. I'm really just here to, I'm just here to help you like make more money. However, only you can decide at what cost. But a lot of firms also allow for pro bono work. Or sometimes we look for a container to be everything for us. And maybe it's you're not going to get all of it from your job. Maybe you need to then go and help the environment that you wanted to become a lawyer for the reason and go like clean up garbage on the side of the street, right? Like it can be small.
And it gets to be both. It's really beautiful. We're coming into this space where what we learned maybe 20 years ago of what our effort looks like has definitely shifted into what it looks like in 2026. And I'm also optimistic because I actually do know that every moment that you spend doing something that lights you up inside, that's actually what we need more of out in the collective, even though no one knows about it. That's the energy, that's the vibration of which we are all working together to create the new paradigm of that balanced human.
I love that. I'm hopeful for that. And
It's happening. I'll start sending you articles that there are snippets of this happening. Okay.
I would, yes, send me all the articles, because there are definitely these moments where I'm like, okay, like I feel a shift. I feel like it's happening.
Yes.
I'm surrounded by what I used to feel like was like disgruntled lawyers. And now, since I have removed myself from the firms, I'm finding all of these other, heavy hitting lawyers where I'm like, where were you before? Like these heavy hitter lawyers who care about things, who are speaking up, who are doing nice things, who are really nice and kind. And I was like, where have you been? But I'm feeling that now, and I'm just trying to go to market with being a human, which does seem to be the new, I mean, you want to talk about a branding strategy, going to market as a human is a big one.
I mean, as a human who understands that everyone has a soul, everyone is doing the best they can, kind of vibe. I will tell you, in my cohort in 2025 for Magic School, which is reigniting your intuition, it was all lawyers.
Oh, shit.
And by the way, Magic School is about it's reigniting your intuition and playing with fun kind of witchy tools, candles and incense and Palo Santo and like cards and just kind of getting into what is your first instinct on those and letting it be true for you. Just kind of waking back up the intuition.
I'm making faces and being and thinking because right before the end of the year, I did a 13 wishes for,
Yes, beautiful. That was your witchy.
that was my witchy.
Listen, get witchy. For me, like all witchy means for me is I'm in tune with spirituality, the earth and the elements, nature. So whatever it means for you, but I think it is something that I think some of the folks that have been in the old paradigm for so long and they're like, absolutely not, no more, like you and I were, and we're like, there's got to be more. Yeah, all of us are coming online to that. And it just depends on what your comfort level. Again, it's not on anyone else's timing but yours. So if people are always curious, I'm like, come to Magic School, like check it out. And it's awesome. So, Megan, what moves are you excited to be making right now?
I saw that question and I was like, oh, what moves am I excited about? So for this conversation, I think I was like, okay, so my moves will be like, I'll promote my podcast, I'll promote all of these things, like making sure that it's like business focused. But now I'm like, actually, I don't know what kind of moves I'm gonna make yet. Maybe that's what I'm excited about. I don't know what's gonna happen. To be
Okay,
determined.
perfect. Perfect. And based on that, I want to go to a post that you made recently about what's in and what's out at Stage for 2026. So at Stage, the ins are practicing kindness, honoring rest and balance, building authentic connections, meaningful conversations, collaborating with purpose, listening to so much to say, celebrating wins, big and small, learning from each other, embracing innovative thinking, listening to your body. Y'all, this is the new human energy, is what I'm talking about, is bringing in the fact that everything is energy, energy is everything. And that's the new human. It's not just operating in the copy paste. Tell me more about this.
So I want to do a shout out to our coordinator who was like, this is an Instagram viral trend of ins and outs. I was like, oh, thank you for telling us that. And so we'd love to do our play and our spin on that. So shout out to Greta for coming up with the idea. It is the ins and outs are everything about how we wanted to go to market, right? But I think what is so, like, listening to your body is so, sounds basic. When I'm talking to lawyers about business development so they can make more money, if you are completely burned out or totally overwhelmed, there's just no place for me to be like, well, let's have you get on a podcast and do all these things. So right before the year end, I was talking to a lawyer and they were like, I'm just so exhausted. Like, really, all I want to do is like lay down. And I was like, okay, like, let's do that. They were like, right now? I'm like, yeah, take the video off. You showed up. And if you want to reschedule, we can do that. But if you're like, I just can like lay down and talk to you, let's do that. And so for me, I don't know if I would have done that, 2, 3 years ago. And I don't know if this person would have done that a year ago when we had just met. And that's what we did. That person went into their couch or wherever. I don't know where they laid down actually, because they turned the camera off, but it doesn't matter. They laid down someplace that was comfortable for them. In that instance, what they needed was they are specifically telling me, I am exhausted and all I want to do is lay down. And so they did that. And we just talked about a couple of things. And then I said, why don't we end early? And we did. In this instance, right, like the business development component has to align with everything else that you're doing. If you're going to go into a situation to talk to someone to try and like sell them on M&A, which is like huge, giant transaction, and you're like pissed off about it, oh, they're going to pick up on that. And so like listening to your body and then not pushing through sometimes, right? It's
Yeah.
hard to
Not forcing. Because
not force it.
we're used to that. All we do is override, power through, etc. And even when you get those in your own gut, in your belly, like the stuff, if it feels sticky, that is a GPS to what is still in you that is coming up to be healed. And if it feels good, it's like a hell yes. Your body's always talking. It just depends on whether we are listening to it or not. And I feel called in this moment to offer every employee and client of stage a complimentary chakra alignment.
Like that. I should have also said that what keeps happening is I keep finding all these like yoga yogis, these, and my business partner teaches yoga. And so
Of
they were
course.
always like talking about energy and like all of these yogi people keep finding me. So I feel like this is perfectly aligned. So I love that.
Amazing. Amazing. So as we start to wind down, what would you share with folks about stage or about your new work now and how you work with lawyers? What does it look like? And who would come to you?
So the lawyers that are coming to us are, I mean, obviously we love working with women. Any underserved or underrepresented community base of lawyers. We also work with legal marketers who are just looking for some extra help and support. My soft spot is for lawyers who are on partner track. So those who are hoping to make partner at their firm or earn partner at their firm. And now they are essentially like on their own, running their own book of business. And people aren't often showing them what to do. Or if they are telling you what to do, it might not feel aligned. And aligned of like, go have fancy cocktails at 9 p.m., right? And if that works for you, cool. But if it doesn't and you don't know what else to do, that's usually when people start to come to us, which is let's find an approach to relationship development, business development that feels good, that fits into whatever type of life you have now and then want to have, so that anytime you're taking away from your family, from your work, it feels good, right? Business development is often an extra. And so if you're going to be doing extra, let's have it align with something that you actually like and then adds to your life instead of taking away from your life. So that's one of our main kind of focus. People can find us on LinkedIn or I'm always on LinkedIn, always on LinkedIn or on our website.
How can we support your work?
So we also have a podcast. It's So Much to Say, a legal podcast for people. We of course would love people to listen to it and give us a rating because the algorithm gods seem to like that. So we've got to feed the beast. Social capital is cool. Regular capital is cool.
Is that a play on Dave Matthews' song? So much to say, so much to say.
So, it didn't really cross my mind until like we re-announced it. It's a play on I. growing up was always told that I was a blabbermouth and I had too much to say. And so I was trying to take it back that we have so much to say, and it's going to be a podcast not for lawyers, not for legal marketers, but for people, humans.
Closing remarks as we wrap up.
I feel like all I can think about is like magic now. I'm just going to be thinking about magic.
Magic is real, y'all.
That's it. That's all.
Thank you,
Magic.
Megan.
Thanks for having me.